All right, Jordan Smith, big bike now, Monster Energy Cup. What'd you think?
It was good.
Like you and RV found each other a bunch.
Yeah, we did actually. I think I got the better of him tonight. In the second moto, we were battling hard, and he just—I don't think he could handle the pressure that I was putting on him.
Yep.
And I gave him a little rev going into the sand, and he almost went down and went off the track.
Oh, wow.
I think he lost like three spots. So we actually have it on video for proof, and we're going to send it to him later.
Oh, yeah, that'll be fantastic.
Yeah, you know, just like four time, you know, supposed to not crack under pressure and stuff, but he did.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was – but it was pretty cool to be able to race him. And 2 years ago, I squared up Chad Reed, and it's like –
Right.
You know, I grew
it's
up.
It's cool watching. That it's still that a fan a bit in you, you know?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I grew up watching them race and stuff, but I really like the 450. I enjoy this time of the year getting to ride it for a month and come here and race, and yeah, it's fun.
Do you have to pull many strings? Because you're a 250 guy, the team's a 250 team. Is it a fight for you to do this thing, or are they cool with it? And you're cool. Like, how does it work for you actually doing it? Are they like, hey, Jordan, don't get hurt, or that type of stuff?
Yeah, I mean. The first year that I did Monster Cup, I did it on a 250. It was my first race with the team. I was going into a new season. I wanted to kind of get a race under my belt, see how they worked and everything, and that was good. And then last year, I went kind of all of outdoors and didn't race any outdoors. So I was like, let's go get some races in. And so, yeah, they were really cool with riding the 450. And then this year, I did good last year, got fifth overall. And so this year, they were cool again with me riding it. And so I came out and, you know, we don't do a ton of, you know, changing up stuff, just try and get comfortable on it. And but this year was actually really good because the chassis is the same as the new 250 chassis that we're going to be on. So could kind of translate some of the characteristics, and today was really good. We, you know, we're struggling with a couple things, and we're able to make changes, and hopefully we can translate that to the 250 and be kind of a step ahead of where we would be.
Yeah, that's true. Plus, this thing pays pretty good, too.
Yeah, it does pay pretty good.
How do you make up time out there if you're trying to catch a dude like RV? Like, what are you doing? What are you doing different? Are you just sending it higher, far? I don't know.
It was almost like you couldn't really send jumps further because they were so steep. You would land and lose your momentum. So it was all about just getting – the sand was the biggest thing, I would say. Just getting the good drive through the sand and getting in one of those ruts. Because if you got out of it, then it was – you know, you could lose a second. But – And then you kind of have to try and use the joker lane to your advantage as well. You know, if you get kind of stuck behind a guy for a lap or two, but you also at the same time you got to kind of check behind you and see what you're gonna if you're gonna be coming out behind someone that you're 2 seconds faster than. You don't want to take it. You know, so it's definitely a strategy race this one with the, I mean, everyone's so close. You know, it's Eli and Jason. You know, we're probably going the fastest that I saw around me at any time. Jason was riding really good, and but other than those guys, I think it was like pretty even with everyone else, and it was all about the start, you know. It was and unfortunately I didn't get very good starts tonight, so
yeah, it's one of those for sure. You're a golf guy. Tiger Woods won the tour thing, not a major, but the championship, whatever. Tour championship. What'd you think of that?
I was pumped. I've been a Tiger fan like through thick and thin, kinda.
Yeah.
I grew up, you know, just I wasn't into golf whenever he was like in his prime.
Okay,
and then for, you know, the last few years, every time he's trying to make a comeback, I'm like, Tiger's coming back. Like, I'm telling everybody he's coming back. And everyone's like, no, there's no way he's ever coming back. He won't ever be the same, you know. He'll never win another tournament. My dad, he's a big golf guy. He don't like Tiger.
I was saying the same thing. I'm like, he's not going to win. He might win his own thing in Bahamas, but he ain't winning a real thing.
And TK, like, we had this huge thing going between me and him about Tiger winning, and like all year he's getting closer and closer and finally sealed the deal last tournament. He's still clutch.
Yeah, still clutch. All right, Jordan, thanks for this. Are you doing anything off-season stuff? Straight rhythm or anything?
Straight rhythm next weekend on the two-stroke.
Bring it. I got my guy.
Who's your guy?
Alex Ray.
I don't even know who that is.
Oh, you'll see this weekend. Well, actually, I think he went to the hospital tonight.
Did he?
Yeah, he hurt his back before the tunnel in the last main event.
Yeah.
Guy down on all fours. You probably saw him. Yeah.
There was a yellow flag out for like a couple laps.
Yeah. Yep. Well, anyways, if he shows up, you'll see what we got.
Yeah, we'll see.